Hey guys, I'm Drew.
I'm Farah.
And we are HBC Global Online Pastors.
We're so glad that you joined us for today's message. We hope that it encourages you, builds your faith, and just makes your life better.
Now watch this message, and we'll be right back.
As I was thinking and praying about what to preach today, this phrase came to my mind. It just, honestly, sitting at my table, quite frankly, yesterday, it's been a busy week. Usually I've got my message done sometimes a week in advance, 2 weeks in advance I've done. But yesterday as I sat down about today, the thought came to my mind, or the phrase, walking by faith and living on love. Walking by faith and living on love. As I thought about that, I believe that that encapsulates a profound philosophy that I personally want my life to emulate. And it certainly emphasizes the trust that I have in the unseen and transformative power of God and His love. Has He ever transformed your life in any way? Have you ever felt His love in any way? To walk by faith is to move with courage and conviction, even in the face of uncertainty and doubt. And we're guided by a belief in something greater than we are. And for me, it's God the Creator. See, faith is a universal tool that anyone can use. Faith and the principles of faith are not exclusive to Christianity. But faith works the same for everyone. Faith has to have a basis. Faith has to have something to be anchored to. And as Christians, our faith is anchored in the power and the works of Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen to that. Living on love is a declaration of compassion. It's a declaration of empathy and kindness in all aspects of life that will initiate connections with others and spread positive messages wherever we go. So today, I'm walking by faith and living on love. And when I say I'm walking by faith and living on love, that forms a harmonious way of being, and it inspires hope. It inspires resilience and a deep sense of purpose on our journey through this world. Now somebody touch your neighbor and tell them, I'm walking by faith and living on love. The first thing I want to tell you today is faith guides my steps. Proverbs 16:9 says, A man's mind plans his way as he journeys through life. But the Lord directs his steps and establishes them. So trusting in the Lord to direct you and to direct your steps means surrendering your will to His. Even when we don't fully understand the plan. Has anybody ever bowed to God and said, God, I trust you, even when you didn't understand the plan? Even when you thought, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to be able to hold my head up? Just like Kenzie talked this morning, I'm going to tell you, as a father, I didn't know about the stuff that he was going through until he had already come through a lot of it. And do you know, and I believe I say this with confidence, that anybody that knows me, I'm pretty involved in my children's life. And I want to know what's going on with them. But I'm just going to be straight with you. God knew that I didn't need to know. Because when you mess with my children, you're messing with a part of me that is even part of my stability. Can I say that? Because it makes up part of who I am. My children are part of me. Now, my children don't dictate me. My children don't pull me or direct me. But when something happens to my children, it happens to me. That takes me to the thought of, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Let me tell you something. I'm so thankful that I serve a God that's stronger than I am, that's able to do things that I can't, so that I can look to him and go, God, when my flesh feels like I am not able, I know that you are able. When we walk by faith, we acknowledge that God's ways are higher than our ways, and his plan is perfect. If we'll submit to him in every area of our life, we allow him to guide our steps and make our path straight, it will be according to his divine will. Now, I want somebody to look at somebody right in the face and tell them, I'm walking by faith and living on love. Love fuels my actions. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:13, and now there remain faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest is love. See, love is the greatest commandment that Jesus gave us, and it should be the driving force behind our actions. When we live on love, we demonstrate the character of Jesus. Did you hear what I said? I'm just going to jump up on my, what they call that thing? Soapbox. You know what it is. I'm just going to jump up on my soapbox for just a minute. I'm about over hearing about how mad Jesus is at you. I'm about over hearing about how God is so ticked off at us. He ain't. There's nothing in Scripture that supports God being mad at you. God does not like injustice, and he does not like sin, but he loves you. It says that when you are in hell, you can raise your eyes up and Jesus will still be loving you. That's what the Scripture says. Listen, when we walk in love, and let me establish something. If you go, I'm not going to look at these scriptures, and I ask you just to look at them later. You can jot them down. But if you want to see what the definition of love is, go to 1 Corinthians 13 and start reading about verse 4. Go down to about verse 8. Love is compassion. Love is forgiveness. Love does not hold accountable someone after they have done something to you. It lets it go. Love lets wrongs go. You don't get taught this by your human nature. Listen, somebody say this with me. I am a spirit. I live in a body, and I possess a soul. My soulish realm is my mind, my will, my intellect, my emotions. There's a thermostat at the back of this building. Terry Prater. How many love Terry Prater? He come over here yesterday, and he set that thermostat. Now, he's a nice guy, but he didn't come in here and go, Mr. Thermostat, can I please put you where I want you? No. See, he's an elder of the church. He has authority in this church, and the church owns this building. So he walked in his authority, and he walked in here. Now, unless he was talking to himself, and I ain't judging. We all do that from time to time. There'll be times I'll be in one room and Heather will be in another and she'll just be talking. I say, who are you talking to? I'm just talking to me. No judgment. But When he walked in here yesterday, he walked in his authority and he walked up to that thermostat and he told it what he wanted it to do. You are a spirit and your spirit is saved and secure in Jesus Christ. You don't have to do everything that your flesh and your body wants you and are tempted and drawn away to do, because the Bible says that your flesh is enticed and drawn away. And when it gives in to that, that's when sin is conceived. And that's when sin happens. Listen, take authority over your mind when someone says something ugly to you. And the definition of love is compassion, forgiveness. Meekness and weakness are not the same thing. Matter of fact, you show me somebody that's strong enough to let go of the past, and I'll show you a strong man or a woman. Because they know who they are. They're secure in what they believe. And they're not pulled from one side to the other by their feelings and emotions. They walk in their authority and they tell their mind to stand in line. They tell their body to stand in line. When we live on love, we demonstrate the character of Jesus to those around us and reflect the unconditional love that God has for us. Love motivates us to serve somebody. Love motivates us to show compassion. And love motivates us to forgive the way we've been forgiven. And by living out a place of love and living out of an attitude of love, we fulfill the greatest calling of all. Because Jesus Christ gave us something called the Great Commission. And it wasn't just for preachers. It was for all of us. He said, go and preach the gospel. What's the gospel? I've heard people even try to say this isn't right. But the gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. And you don't have to be a pastor to do that. You don't have to be on, you can do, my God, we need some school teachers that will, I'm not saying say a word religiously, but share the love of Jesus through your actions. We need some people. I see. We need some people working registers at different establishments. Dear God, we need that. Amen. We pulled up last night to get a pizza, and this little old girl come over there, and she was hateful. And about, I looked over, and Heather's eyebrows was raised up, and I could even feel the hair on my neck bristling a little bit, because it's like I didn't do nothing. But we discussed as she walked back to get what we had ordered. I said, you know what? We don't know what she's dealing with. We don't know how it is to work there. I said, we're going to love on her before we, and of course we agreed on that. And before we left, she told us to have a good night because we sowed some things into her. Amen? We talk about sowing and reaping. Money's a part of that, but it ain't always money. If you don't like somebody being hateful to you, give love to them, compassion, forgiveness, understanding, grace. Give love to them, and you'll get it back. Somebody look at somebody and tell them, I'm walking by faith and living on love. Faith overcomes fear. I said, faith overcomes fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power, of love, and of sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. See, fear is a common human experience. But as followers of Jesus, we're called to overcome fear with faith. The Spirit of God within us empowers us to walk in boldness. to walk in love and to walk in self-control. When we trust in God's promises and rely on His strength. See, a lot of people like to soapbox. A lot of people like to put all the responsibility of who we are on God. Now, it was the TV version. But last night, notice how I put that in. Last night, we turned the TV on. Has anybody ever watched Bruce Almighty? So there's a part of that movie that the man who is playing God, Morgan Freeman, he said, "You can have all my powers." But he said, "There's two things you can't do." He said, "You can't tell anybody you're God." He said, "And you can't affect human choice or human will. You cannot affect a person's free will." Do you understand that God gives you the power to overcome those things that seem most scary? But He's not going to do it for you. Just like love is a choice, faith over fear is a choice. I'm not even joking you. There's my wife, my son, my daughter. I talked to them yesterday. My voice wasn't like this yesterday. I've been ticked off this morning, y'all. I've been upset, just mad. Aggravated. But you know what I did? I said, "Voice, I'm going to use you. And I don't ever have water up here because I know that makes y'all thirsty." But my point is, I made a decision today, just like I'm asking you to make. I faced something, and you say, "Why your voice is just a little crackly?" I'm talking to God knows how many people. The last thing I want to sound is like Kermit. Nothing against frogs. But when you face something, whether it's your voice going out or whether it's a diagnosis of chronic or horrible disease, the worst thing that you can do and the exact thing that Satan, your enemy, wants you to do is to crumble in fear. I love the scripture that Pastor Andy used this morning. The one in Mark where it says you can speak to the mountain. I've went to my restroom in my office a couple times this morning. I said, "Voice, in the name of Jesus, you're going to work today." And it is. Amen? I'm telling you, greater is He that is within you. When you trust in God's promises and you rely on His strength. Any challenge you face, any obstacle you come against, you can overcome with courage and confidence, knowing that He is with you every step of the way. Somebody say, "I'm walking by faith and living on love." The last thing I want to share with you today is this. I first told you that faith guides your steps. Love fuels your actions. Faith overcomes fear. And here's the deal. Love never fails. 1 Corinthians 13:8, love never fails. It never fades nor ends. But as prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for the gift of special knowledge, it will pass away. Listen, I believe in living and letting live. I really do. There's preachers that have problem with me over that. Ain't none of my business to go around and try to condemn people. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's a good scripture, but here's my favorite. He sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world. But through him, and through the love of Jesus, the world might be saved. So I'm going to tell you something. Love is what the world needs from Christians. God and his love is unfailing. God's love is enduring. And as his children, we're called to love others the same way he loves us. Human love fails. I said human love fails. And quite frankly, sometimes it even fades. But God's love is constant and unwavering. When we choose to live on love, we're reflecting the eternal nature of God himself. We're reflecting the eternal nature of God's love to a world that needs him. Love has power to heal. Love has power to restore. Love has power to transform lives. And when we walk by faith and live on love, we are the best representatives of God, of his unending grace and his inexhaustible mercy. I'm walking by faith and living on love. I want to end with a poem that I wrote called I'm Walking by Faith and Living on Love. I will walk by faith through valleys so deep where shadows linger and doubts do creep. But his light shines bright in the dark of night, guiding my steps with his gentle might. To live on love is a treasure so rare. It's like a balm for my wounds and a breath of fresh air. As kindness and grace helps my heart find its place in the safety of love's warm embrace. Through trials and tribulations, I will journey on with faith as my compass and love as my song. I will walk through the fire and face every fear. Love's sweet whispers, I will always find near. In the tapestry of life, faith weaves its thread while love paints the colors and the joy of the Lord is spread. Every step I take in faith, I will trust, knowing that God's love is always pure and it's just. So, in faith's stride and love's gentle touch, I will find my peace as I feel his touch. In the embrace of God up above, I'll be walking by faith while I'm living on love. Can we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day. And I thank you for who you are. I thank you, God, that I can walk by faith and not by sight. I can get up and know that I have strength, even if my body is trying to tell me I'm weak. I know that faith is not denying the power of the pain that might come, but faith acknowledges the power of who you are in the midst of that pain. And God, greater is he that is within me. And today, as I stand up by faith and as I walk by faith, Lord, let me live on the power of love. Let me live on the and just like a surfer would use the waves to get from one place to the other. God, I pray that I would just follow the wave of your love, your compassion, your mercy, your goodness. And God, I pray if there's anyone in this place today, anyone under the sound of my voice on our global campus, I pray, Lord, that they would understand that no matter how life has come against them, no matter the obstacles that they face, no matter the hill that they feel like that they're climbing, God, I pray that let them understand that you give all men the measure of faith. So it's inside of them. You are not a respecter of persons. So God, I pray that they would look to your word and build on their faith. And God, I pray when they feel all alone, they feel like they've been deserted and they feel like they've been lied on and they've been left for dead, I pray, Lord, that they would go back to your sweet word that tells me that your love is strength in my body. Your love is power to stand up on. Your love is not some kind of emotion, but your love is a decision that you made to go to a cross and give me power through the finished works of Calvary. And Lord, your love is a decision that I will make to reach out to others, not only to help them, but to allow them to help me. And Lord, as I walk by faith and live on love, I thank you, God, that I'm an overcomer by the word, by the blood of the Lamb, and the word of my testimony, that death and life is in the power of my tongue, that I can, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you're with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God, I thank you that even though I may lift my eyes in hell, I know that you are with me and you love me. That's what you told the man in the scripture. And God, I thank you, Lord, that when all seems lost, if we will not fear, just like Jairus when he came to get Jesus, and it seemed like you took too long, it seemed like you got distracted, Jesus, but when the naysayers come and they said, don't even bother the master, the girl is already dead, you heard that and you looked around to Jairus and you said, do not fear. God, I pray right now that if someone under the sound of my voice is dealing with something that seems so hard, that you would let them feel your presence, pull them to your side, pull them to your heart, and let them know that they don't have to give up. They don't have to throw in the towel. But they can walk by faith. They can live on love. And they can do great things because of who you are, in the name of Jesus.
That was such a good word. And we really do hope that it made your life better. Why don't you share it with a friend so it can encourage them too?
Yes, and living a life with Jesus is so easy. The Bible says all you do is say with your mouth that you believe that Jesus is your Savior. You believe that in your heart and you shall be saved. So I encourage you, say this prayer with me. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. I believe you are my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. It's that easy, and welcome to the family.
Now we want to connect with you on our socials and on our website. You'll find more ways that you can partner with us.
Thank you for joining us. And now go out and dream big.
Because we serve a big God.